KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking about MLK Day Monday with Amy Brown today. She's with the City of Bellingham as Parks Volunteer Coordinator. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, and it's nice to see that the weather is going to be looking pretty good Monday. Right now, they're saying partly sunny and 46 for all these outdoor activities you guys have set for MLK Day.
Yes, our fingers are crossed. A good weather day means a great day for environmental restoration and volunteering.
So what are some of the opportunities that people have if they want to volunteer and get out and help out?
Yeah, so we are offering 17 community-led work parties throughout the city, and these are led by our volunteer park stewards who are our long-term stewards. And we have a website. If you just Google cob.org and look up MLK, you'll see all of our events listed. They're at places like Big Rock Garden Park, Conway Creek Nature Area, Fairhaven Park, several along the railroad trail, Squawicum Creek Park, Whatcom Falls Park, and more. And all of these work parties are focusing on beautifying our city and environmental restoration. So a lot of removing invasive species, planting native trees and shrubs, spreading mulch. It will vary depending on the work party and the leaders, but that's the general gist of it.
So if there's a family with maybe some kids who want to help out along with mom and or dad, would younger people be welcome at some of these work parties?
Yes. These work parties are open to all ages. We try and make them as inclusive as possible, and we always have opportunities for all different skill levels at the work parties. I'll mention as well, too, that we're also supporting people to do stewardship in their own backyard or neighborhood if they aren't able to make it a work party. And we have a newly revamped backyard habitat restoration website that has lots of tips and ideas for how to do that.
I like that. That actually caught my eye in the press release because if it is to be, it's up to me, right? So let's start making our environment better at home. What are some examples of things that people could be encouraged to do in their individual backyards?
Great question. So there's so many things you can do. A lot of it's really similar to what we do at our volunteer work parties, actually. One of the most important things is planting native plants, which are more adapted to our climate and don't require as much maintenance usually, and that reducing the level of chemicals we're using in our yards, removing invasive species, especially Himalayan blackberry or English ivy or other noxious weeds, and making sure our backyards are wildlife-friendly. Things like adding food sources, water sources, having places for cover for wildlife and places to raise young, and in general, practicing sustainable gardening practices.
And you got a photo contest for anybody volunteering on Monday, too.
Yes, we're really excited to be offering that. If people submit a photo of themselves doing stewardship by noon on Tuesday, January 19th, to habitat@cob.org, they can be entered to win one of three $25 Think Local First gift cards, which will also benefit local businesses in our community.
Okay, is the volunteer MLK event page different from that website you just gave us?
It's all linked. So if you go to the MLK, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service Stewardship Opportunities website, there's links to our backyard habitat page with resources, and you can sign up for the work parties. We do require RSVPs since our group sizes are limited. But everything should be on there. And if anybody has any questions, they can just reach out to me. All of my contact information is on the Bellingham Parks Volunteer Program website.
Okay, Amy, great info. Amy Brown is City of Bellingham Parks Volunteer Coordinator, talking about MLK Day opportunities to volunteer on Monday. Amy, thanks for joining us today on KGMI.